This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab is the senior most among several ministers who resigned their posts Thursday, hours after the British cabinet approved Prime Minister Theresa May's lengthy draft proposal on leaving the European Union by March. Ms. May spoke publicly after the cabinet meeting, but before the resignations were made public.
The choices before us were difficult, particularly in relation to the Northern Ireland backstop. But the collective decision of cabinet was that the government should agree the draft withdrawal agreement and the outline political declaration. This is a decisive step which enables us to move on and finalise the deal in the days ahead.
The cabinet's action comes more than 2 years after British voters narrowly approved a referendum to leave the EU. Ms. May said the document will bring back to London control of Britain's money, laws and borders. She said the alternative was to leave the EU with no deal or no Brexit at all. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar was pleased to hear the British cabinet decision, saying it paves the way for a European Council meeting later this month.
While I welcome these developments, let me say at the outset that Brexit is not our policy and is something that we regret. However, we respect the vote of the United Kingdom's people and their decision to leave.
The government's draft agreement faces its biggest test in Parliament, where Ms. May will need at least 320 of 650 votes. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's renewing his call for UN financing to help pay for the so-called G5 regional force in Africa's troubled Sahel region to fight a growing insurgency. A UN report said international donors have provided less than half of what has been pledged. The UN chief warned the security situation in the region has deteriorated rapidly over the past 6 months in areas between Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Wednesday visited some of the 5,000 troops deployed along the U.S. southern border to assist the National Guard and Border Patrol as hundreds of migrants who set out in mid-October from Central America seeking asylum in the U.S. reached the border Mexican city of Tijuana. He defended the deployment in a session with reporters.
I think that it's very clear that support to Border Police, our Border Patrol, is necessary right now.
Some 5,000 migrants are expected to reach the U.S. border by Friday. A day after Israel agreed to an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire, ending 2 days of violence with Hamas in Gaza, Israel's defense minister Avigdor Lieberman resigned, calling the truce a capitulation to terror. Uzi Rabi, a Tel Aviv University political scientist, said a full-scale conflict in Gaza would be complicated.
Because of the approaching elections, because of the complications that Gaza's affair could create for Benjamin Netanyahu and for many Israelis who do think that there is no solution to this conflict.
Lieberman's withdrawal from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government leaves Likud with only 61 of 120 seats in the Knesset. The Trump administration said it hopes the U.S.-backed fight against Islamic State in Syria will end within months, but signaled U.S. troops may stay longer. James Jeffrey is the special U.S. representative for Syria.
We also think that you cannot have an enduring defeat of ISIS until you have fundamental change in the Syrian regime and fundamental change in Iran's role in Syria, which contributed greatly to the rise of ISIS in the first place in 2013-2014.
He said the U.S. hopes to see the formation of a committee before the year's end to work on a new constitution, as well as a reinvigorated and irreversible political process and de-escalation of the conflict. Yemeni President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi and his Saudi coalition backers have agreed to a U.N.-proposed ceasefire in the battle with Houthi rebels for control of the vital port city Hodeidah. They've been under growing international pressure to allow renewed peace efforts to end the four-year conflict. Reuters, quoting two sources, said the repatriation of Rohingya Muslims back to Myanmar, also known as Burma, will not begin as planned Thursday. Bangladesh Wednesday has begun preparations to send back over 2,000 Rohingya among the 700,000 who fled a security crackdown. Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama appears set to win re-election with a provisional count showing his Fiji First Party holding a wide lead. A pearl and diamond pendant owned by Marie Antoinette before she was beheaded during the French Revolution sold for $36 million at auction in Switzerland Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.